And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 21. John chapter 21 here in verse number 15 is where we're starting this time. The Lord Jesus has appeared to his disciples. The scripture says in verse number 14 of chapter 21, John 21, that this is the third time that the Lord had appeared and showed himself to his disciples. And after he was risen from the dead. And so he did so the first Sunday after he had risen from the dead. And then he did the Sunday after that, a week later. And so the Lord had given them instruction to go to a mountain in Galilee and meet with the Lord there. And so I wonder if this wasn't a part of that, the disciples' arrival into Galilee, Peter saying he's going fishing, these other brethren follow with him. And they're here doing that which gives them a comfort, that which gives them a solace. They've been engaged the Lord and commanded of the Lord to be his, be witnesses of his resurrection. And they have resorted to something that they're more comfortable with. Here the Lord Jesus is going to deal with Peter. And in doing so, he'll deal with them all because the Lord's not doing this in private by any means. There's other six other brethren that are there. And as it tells us in verse number 2 of this chapter, we got to be careful for what we do with what we do, because those there are those that will follow after us. And if we're going the wrong way, we're responsible for how we lead them. And then it's testimony to all of us, too, that we need to watch who we follow and make sure we're following the Lord and those that are following the Lord and not just the way of man. There's kind of a, well, in the English, as we see it here in this King James translation, there's kind of a play on words here, and if we don't go to the Greek, we'll maybe lose what, or not get everything here that the Lord is speaking to Peter about. Peter has a hard time of exposing himself from the standpoint of making himself vulnerable. You know, when we serve the Lord, as is the example of the Lord, we're going to make ourselves very vulnerable to be hurt. And it's just that way. Our Lord Jesus gave fully of himself, and sinners did what they were predictable that they would do. They betrayed the Lord, and even his own disciples betrayed him. They put him to death. We would have done the same thing if we would have been there. And yet the Lord did that for us, for sinners, you know, and he gave of himself completely and fully. He allowed himself to be vulnerable, and he was certainly taken advantage of in the human sense. And so Peter has a problem with that. Peter's rough and tough and knows what he's doing with fishing, and he's followed with the Lord these 3 years, and I get the feeling that Peter's just not, he's not real solid and steady about this. And we know the Lord's going to use Peter in a mighty way. And so during the course of this 40 days that the Lord Jesus appears to the disciples, he teaches them and he helps them, and he helps Peter here in this. And so in our day, we're so concerned the culture and the way that we operate, and maybe it's just the way of man and it's always this way, but we're so worried about the other guy. But we're not concerned about necessarily the well-being of the other guy. We're just concerned about the other guy having more than us or getting off easier than us or the other guy not having to carry his load like we think we're carrying our load. We're always worried about the other guy. And the thing is we don't need to be worried about the other fellow. We need to be concerned about the Lord. If you're saved, if you claim the name of Christ and you say that the Lord Jesus Christ has saved your soul, you need to follow him. You need to know him in the scriptures and you need to know what he's commanded you to do. And if you're saved, you need to follow him in scriptural baptism by one of his churches and become a member thereof and serve him in that church and walk with him in that church and be a help to the people of God there and be a witness to sinners about. Not live a life unto yourself. The Lord Jesus made plain, we even saw it in this study and in our study of the other gospel that we considered and took a look at, that he that loses his life for the Lord's sake will save it, but he that saves his life, in this life, uses it for himself, indeed will lose it. And so we're called to service. The example of the Lord Jesus is that of service and giving of self. I asked the question, it's really been something that's been on my heart and mind here lately, is what did Jesus do that wasn't for another? But what did he do that was ever for himself? When the Lord Jesus came down to earth and became a man, everything he did was for another and in obedience to the Father and for the sake of his people. And so may the Lord help us in that, and may we be rebuked by the Lord. May we be encouraged by the Lord and the truth of his word. Let's take a look here at how the Lord deals with Peter. They're there, they've eaten, the Lord's provided for them. They've eaten of what they've caught brought of what they've caught too. The Lord provided them in the catch. The Lord provided them with the food there on the land. The Lord's going to provide. And I think that's part of the message that's here. And now the Lord's going to deal with Peter about service and this conflict that's within him about these things, if you will. In verse number 15 of John 21, so when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, saith to Simon Peter, so he's speaking directly to them in the hearing of the other, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And this love that the Lord is talking about is that of charity, a self-sacrificing love, going to be revealed in by action. And so it's not just talk, but lovest thou me more than these. That's what the Lord is saying, is that do you love me unto action? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. When Peter replies, he says, yeah, we're real good friends, Lord. Maybe even very effectual, but he uses a different word in the Greek that talks about more about friendship, maybe even very strong friendship rather than love. And, Peter just can't reveal himself that much. He can't break down and surrender totally and completely to the Lord. Understand, and this is a resurrected Christ. So the Lord Jesus has gone to the cross and given his life. Peter saw it there. Peter saw what was done to him in the Sanhedrin, and then how they took him and the way that they did him before Pilate and Herod and all that. He knew all of that. And then how he went to the sepulcher and the Lord Jesus wasn't there anymore. This is the resurrected Christ speaking to Peter and said, yeah, we're real good friends, Lord. I mean, we're the best of friends. And the Lord Jesus said, do you love me? Do you love me unto action, Peter? Do you love me? Do you love me unto action? Do you love me like I have loved you, Peter? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. We're friends. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. And so there's lambs to be fed. There's those young Christians that need to be fed. There are those that are going to be saved. The Lord knows all about that, who he's going to save and who he's going to add to the church. And he said they need some feeding, Peter. And they need fed. They're lambs. They're little. They're young. Young in the faith. And that's what I want you to do, Peter. The Lord tells him very simply, feed my lambs. Feed them with what? Feed them with what the Lord Jesus has given him. how the Lord saved him, how the Lord called him, all the things that Jesus said and did, all the things that Jesus promised, and all the things that he promised and that the scriptures were fulfilled in Christ, and that had not been yet fulfilled, but that the Lord had already said, had said unto him and the other disciples or apostles that would come to pass. Feed him with those things. Be a builder-upper of the people of God. He saith unto him, again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. So lambs in verse number 15, now sheep in verse number 16. There are those who are older. Maybe those that have accompanied with me, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, even since you have, or very soon after you begin to follow me, and they need fed too. There are going to be those believers that maybe were very old following after Judaism and saw that the Lord Jesus Christ was a fulfillment of those prophecies of the Messiah, and they would trust in Christ and know that he was the fulfilling of that. And he says, feed my sheep too, Peter. Feed my lambs and feed my sheep. He asked him there in verse number 15, he says, do you lovest me more than these? Do you love me more than fishing? Your old way of life, the thing that you followed after, do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than even your brethren here that have followed you? Do you love me more than that? Lovest thou me more than these? Simon, in verse number 16, lovest thou me? And again, the Lord uses that love of that charity, that word charity that comes through in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, the charity chapter, love with legs on it, love that leads to action. Simon, do you love me more than these? Simon, do you love me? He saith unto him in verse number 16, Peter answers, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. We're good friends. He doesn't use the same word that the Lord Jesus used because he just can't open up. I mean, after all, he thought that the Lord was going to set up the kingdom and all those things, and he went and got himself killed. A brother preached a message here not too long ago about being suspicious of the Lord. Are you suspicious of God? Tell you what, we don't need to be one whit suspicious of God. What he says he means, and what he says he will do, he does. And we can trust him. You know, I think there in the garden, it was a situation such that Satan sold a bill of goods to Eve, and Adam bought into it too, that God's just holding out. You think God's holding out on us? If you believe that God's holding out on us, you're wrong. You got the wrong attitude about God. The Lord has told us the truth, and he's told us everything that leads to peace and righteousness and blessing. We've got to get over this thing. May the Lord help us that we truly spiritually get over this thing of being suspicious of God. God is telling us the truth. You a child of God? Do you love the Lord more than these things of life? Has he got something for you to do? He sure does. Need to follow him. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.